This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
President Obama's over in Northern Ireland today at the G8 summit of the world's wealthiest countries. Syria, of course, will be talked about. Tax evasion, as we mentioned on Friday. And something that goes by the entirely unremarkable initials, TTIP, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or in English, a U.S.-European free trade zone. Talks will start next month, but only because negotiators finally agreed to a French ultimatum that their system of subsidies and quotas for French movies and music were non-negotiable. From the European Desk Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
For the French, a famous victory. Bernard Emier, French ambassador to Britain, says that Europe's cultural industries must not be exposed to the full force of transatlantic competition.
We just think that culture is not a commodity and that cultural diversity should be protected in Europe.
He defends the $1 billion a year his government ploughs into its film industry.
It's extremely important to have subsidies, to have support, I mean, in order that there is a vibrant cultural production.
And he cites the silent French movie The Artist as proof that subsidies work. Made with public money, it won 5 Oscars. But the director denounces the French system of movie finance, and so does Sylvain Charras.
The subsidy system do not guarantee quality. It guarantees only an income for movie producers or actors or artists.
Charras, a former French government official, claims most French movies are rather dismal. The industry would be better off without state support. Much of the subsidy, he says, goes into paying inflated salaries. Take Vincent Cassel, who played the bullying ballet instructor in the Hollywood movie Black Swan.
Seducers! Attack it! Attack it! Come on!
Hollywood paid him $300,000 for that role. The movie grossed $250 million. But in the subsidized French movie industry, Cassel was paid vastly more for this.
J'ai pas envie d'être l'esclave à perpétuité de mon réveil matin.
He got $2 million, while that movie, Mesrine, grossed barely $30 million. Perhaps the most telling indictment of the French subsidies, says Charras, is that Hollywood couldn't care less about them. Jim Killick, a trade attorney with law firm White and Chase, is not surprised.
There's a lot of Hollywood films do very, very well in France and Belgium, all around Europe.
In France, Europe's biggest cinema market, only 4 of the 20 most popular films last year were French. Most of the others were American and, of course, unsubsidized. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.